We're traveling on to that blessed home where saints immortal dwell. We'll join in song with loved ones there and make our voices swell. No stars nor moon in that sweet home on high, for God Himself and His dear Son will be the light up there. Oh, who will come
One 54.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to hear, and grace my fears relieved. Outrageous did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe.
Which one?
259.
259.
O land of rest for the eyesight, when will the moment come when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home? We'll wait. Conduct me home. We'll wait till Jesus comes. We'll wait. be gathered home. I saw at once my Savior sigh, no more my steps shall roam. With him I'll break death's chilling tide and reach my heavenly home. We'll wait till Jesus comes.
We'll wait
till Jesus comes. We'll wait.
As thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirst my soul, O God, for thee. It seeks for God and ever looks and longs the living God to see, and longs the living God. Far from the courts of God, my tears have been my food by night and day, while constantly with bitter sneers, where is thy God, does scoffers say, where is thy God? I think of days gone by, when oft I trod the hallowed way, to Zion praising God on high, where throngs who kept the holy day, where throngs who kept the oh, why art thou cast down, my soul? And why so troubled shouldst thou be? Hope thou in God and him extol, who gives his saving help to me, who gives his saving help. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant. of his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he there is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. God has not promised skies always blue, flowers grown that way all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, peace without
pleasure to be here this morning. It is a wonderful day. It is a special day that God has provided for us. It's encouraging to look around and see people that were unable to be with us last month and the month before that to be able to be back. And especially glad to see Aunt Dora up and around and moving like she always does. She's an inspiration always to see her come in and have the strength and the stamina and the courage that she does. We appreciate seeing each one of you that's come back. Good to see Brother and Sister Old be back. We offer our condolences for the loss of your sister last month. And it's good to see each and every one of you. We have a lot of problems in our lives. We have things that go wrong and keep us from doing what we want to do. And the song we just sang says God hasn't promised that everything will be just always perfect. He hasn't promised that the skies will always be blue. What he has promised is that regardless of what comes up, he will be there to help you through it. He'll take you through the waters. He'll bring you through the fire. He'll get you over the mountains. And, it hasn't been too awful long ago that I used to kind of get mad at God in my mind. And, I'd read where God said he would be with me, and I'd face struggles, and I'd have problems come up, and I'd get to the top of this mountain. I'd look around, and I'd say, God, you told me you'd help me. Where were you? And then I'd look around and see that I was on top of the mountain. And a lot of times we experience God's blessings, and we don't realize it. We get so caught up in things that go wrong that we fail to give God the credit and the glory that's due his name. We depend upon God so many times, whether it's seen or unseen or spoken or unspoken, that we need his blessings, we need his grace, we need his strength, we need his comfort. Whenever we lose a loved one or a brother, whatever our problems are, we need God. And so as we come this day, it's a blessing to be able to look out and see each one of us and know we all have our problems, but we have come out to worship service, and I hope we have come to worship. There's a big difference. It's we are blessed and privileged to have a place to come to worship. We are privileged to have the strength and the health to come to worship, and I hope that's what we've come for, is to worship. To worship is to view what God has done for you and offer praise accordingly. You can come to worship services and not worship, but I hope we've come for that purpose. In the 65th Psalm, in the 4th verse, it says, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and to thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come, and iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple. Indeed, we are blessed to be able to come out here. We are blessed to have the desire, the freedom to go where we might want to go, and a family of believers to have a people called of God to come and preach, to serve the churches, to meet with. It is such a blessing. It is indeed a privilege to come and be with saints of like faith to worship and praise God. And this day is a special time. It's a time for special people, those that I believe were chosen before the foundation of the earth, that were in the heart and mind of God, that he loved them so much that in due time he would send his son to die for them in their room instead. So it is a special time that we meet with other saints, but it is also a special time because of the one we have come to worship. There's a lot of God being preached today in the different pulpits, but there's only one true God, and that's the one that's revealed in Scripture. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the one that sent his son to die for us. He came to earth, and he suffered and died as a substitute for the ones that God loves so much. He didn't die in vain. I believe that there will be not a single child of God, the ones that Jesus died for, there will not be a single one in the torments of hell. I don't believe that. I cannot believe that. I believe that everyone that he chose, everyone that he died for, everyone that he blessed, everyone that he paid the sins for, will dwell with him one day in heaven and mortal glory. That is our hope this day. That is our faith. That's our trust. That's our rejoicing. So when we come to worship services, that's what we do when we get here. We worship him, or we give him the honor and praise that's due him because of what he's done for us. We can say, blessed be God's name. We're not giving God blessings. We're not making him a blessed God. We are acknowledging what he is. So it's like when you say, that somebody, this is Mr. Overby over here. I'm not making him a mister by calling him his name. I am declaring that is his title. That is what he is. He is a mister. So whenever we say that blessed be God, we're not making him blessed. We are acknowledging him as a blessed God. So we come to worship only him, and it is such a privilege that we can come and thank him for all he has done for us. We have a lot of sickness. A lot of people need our prayers. Brother Philip was telling me about his dear friend and neighbor that had an accident yesterday. Mr. Dixon, I believe his name was, that certainly needs our prayers. His family needs our prayers. The ones that's lost loved ones. Brother Massey lost a dear companion. And, Brother Overby lost a family member. They need our prayers. The church needs our prayers. And it is a special day that we can come and declare God's glory and thank him and expect to receive these blessings that we ask for. That's the great thing. It's a lot of people pray to a God that they couldn't come out of a grave. The God died and they still worship him, but ours died and rose again. And that gives us a hope of everything that we ask for. We have an expectation of it coming true. I believe just as much as I'm standing here, when Jesus says he was coming back to receive his people and take them back to heaven, I believe that'll happen. Simply because he came out of the grave himself. You look at the miracles that he performed in the Bible, and all these things build our faith. It gives us strength to have a hope and faith in a living God, the only true and living God. And it's not many people that worship this true God anymore. They've invented gods and made gods, but they don't have anything to hope in. And that's why we're rejoicing today. I hope we come rejoicing in our worship, that we can rejoice in this wonderful God that we serve. And we want to honor his name this day. I'm thankful this day that Brother Flippin from Stewart Church has come to be with us. I ask you to pray for him. He's been in and out of the hospital a few times in the past few months. He's like the rest of us. He's not in best health, but he's come to be with us today, and I ask you to pray for him, pray for me, pray for this church. I'd like to ask Brother Ricky if he'd come after we sing a song and introduce service by way of prayer, followed by Brother James Flick. Have a song we can sing.
Number 89.
Stand and rest your legs, if you will. Appreciate all the visitors that's come to be with us. Hope that we conduct ourselves in a way that will cause you to want to come back again some other time. Number 89.
Master, oh, why do the clouds hang low? Why does the sun no longer glow? Why is my going so sad and slow over the sands of time? Through the dark skies, oh, let me see glimmerings of eternity, holding a welcoming light for me over the path divine. Bear our cross, counting our life as all but lost. Sweeten the purging of every dross, bringing us forth as gold. Tell us, O Lord, thou art not far. Come in thy love right where we are. For a gleam of that great day star shining within our soul. Life is a tangle of toil and care, doubts and dark fears so hard to bear. Frighten our soul from its bower of prayer when thou art far away. Grant us through faith. will doubt no more in that eternal day.
A kind, merciful, most heavenly and perfect eternal Father, it is that we come before Thee. We know, dear Heavenly Father, that we can acquaint Thee with nothing. We know, dear Heavenly Father, that the mysteries that Thou dost know, they are so simple unto Thee, but yet so complex unto Thee as our feeble minds. But yet, dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we are among a blessed remnant of people that have been sanctified through Thy marvelous Spirit, most of all through, dear Heavenly Father, this marvelous truth, the gospel that Thou hast entrusted unto us. We're so thankful, dear Heavenly Father, that Thou wast raised from a grave in which Thou saw no corruption. We're so thankful, dear Heavenly Father, that that was the second time that Thou wast raised. The first, that Thou wast begotten of the Father, Thou wast set upon such a wonderful and marvelous mountain, the mountain of Zion. Thou art the head of it, and dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have been drawn into it and that we are among the precious saints that sit here this morning. That are the members of such a marvelous Zion. We know, dear Heavenly Father, we're worthy not to even speak such a precious name as the one that has saved us. We're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, that we are with Thee. And we know, dear Heavenly Father, we're with Thee, that we've overcome, not of our power, but we've been brought through such an overcoming of a power that we know that it has such great power here in this earth. And we see that it is loose. It's going to and fro here in this world. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, to protect the loved ones that are so precious to us. Dear Heavenly Father, we hope that you will help those that are here this morning with lost loved ones that are so precious to the hearts and souls of those that have even us that have been raised by such a marvelous mother. We know, dear Heavenly Father, that a mother is most precious to a small child. She will walk through a fiery trial. She will even go through a fiery furnace. For a precious loved one that was given unto her. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, that they said this morning, we know that there's no morning there where they are this morning, looking upon Thy marvelous faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we hope one day we will see Thy marvelous face for ourselves. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the eyes that Thou has given unto us this day. We can see the things that we were blind to. Now we hope that we are blind to things that are so filthy here in this world that we care never to walk again, to participate in. But yet, dear Heavenly Father, we fall so short. We hope you will bless these brothers that come here this morning. Give them other mysteries that they need to see. We know, dear Heavenly Father, we look through a glass that's so dark, but yet Thou art the one that can make it clear. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, that you will give them to see and give us an ear to hear. If we walk about here in this world, we hope that we purify our hearts, not of our power, but through a marvelous Spirit, through performing of these marvelous laws that Thou hast given unto us, the marvelous true gospel. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, and we're thankful that Thou did pray for us, and we're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, for those who are not against Thee, yet they're for Thee, that Thou did pray for them too, and yet it's through their words that they try to see the truth, and we know, dear Heavenly Father, it's impossible. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, you will bless them. See this morning what we have seen, we know, dear Heavenly Father, that they cannot see it unless they are given what we have been given to see. Dear Heavenly Father, we hope that you will be with us through the remainder of this hour, not only this hour, but what we hear this morning. We can perform it throughout the rest of our days if we are living here in this world. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, that you will bless those that are sick, that you will give them and the marvelous health that we so enjoy this morning. It is in thy holy name, dear Heavenly Father, that you pray. In the name of Jesus.
Brother James Fitton from Stewart Church.
It's good once again to be back with y'all here, Marcella. Through my sickness, I've had a thought about you many times. I can't have a plan, Mama. I've got to where I don't make no plans. People say, well, come be with me by the time I'm well up again. I don't number one thing I'm looking for, and that is to be able to stand before God's dear people when I'm asked to come forth and pray that God will give me grace to preach, because I cannot preach with myself, and I never will be able to. Brother Gleason won't either. I know there's much on my mind this morning. I've had some time to do a lot of reading. And I often think about it. Maybe we get caught up in our daily lives too much and neglect studying the Word of God. I know I do from time to time. But the one thing I don't ever forget to do is pray. There's been many verses on my mind this morning as I was driving down to Brother Gleason's. Me and him talked some after I went in and sat down in the chair. And certainly there's much to be spoken about. And that we can see now in this day and time, it seems like the wicked and the evil, they're coming trying to tear down the Church of Christ. I know we call ourselves, we go by the name of Primitive Baptists. But when Jesus come and when he spoke unto Peter and says, Peter, upon this rock I build my church, he didn't say Baptist or what. It was his church. And it's going to be his church. He established a church without spot and wrinkle. But I want to tell you, when Adam was made there in the Garden of Eden, he made him from the dust of the earth and breathed the breath of life into him, and he came to be a living soul. And he said he was good and very good, and he put him there in that Garden of Eden and told him he could eat of every tree in that garden except the tree of knowledge, good and evil. He told him now that to eat thereof, they should surely die. He said it was not good for man to be alone. He'd make him a helpmeet. He took that bone from his rib, or that rib from his side, and he made a woman. And the woman was weaker than the man was, because there she, when the old serpent come along and said to her that God, that old serpent knew what God had told him, because she told her, says, thou shalt not surely die, thou shalt eat of him and become to be as God. As a God. But that God was not spelt with a capital G. Every time God Almighty name is written in that Bible, it's written with a capital G. And I want to tell you, God looked out from the beginning and saw the end. He looked from the end and saw the beginning. He knew when he put them in there that was going to take of that forbidden fruit. As I told him yesterday at Buffalo. Now don't misunderstand me, I'm not getting into predestination here at all. Because predestination don't mean but one thing. It means God predetermined he had a people from the beginning of time, and he had a final destination for them. And he left us a kingdom to dwell in. And when Christ Jesus was born there in the town of Bethlehem of Judea a little over 2,000 years ago, and when he was born here, that was old King Herod, and he could not bear that there was another king. But when Jesus Christ come, he was King of kings and he was Lord of lords. And he come without spot, he come without blemish. There was no sins within him. He was a perfect offering. And he traveled here. And they did not take his life. He laid his life down for us. And as he went there to that cross, before he went there, and he showed he was flesh, and he was God, and he was flesh. He was born of a woman, but he was born of a virgin woman. The time has come now in this day and time, they don't say virgin. They say a young woman. But a virgin woman is one without spot, without blemish. It's white as snow. And we traveled here. And this even down been said, I've heard it said and expressed the word among you, that God was even a homosexual. He was not. That was by the Spirit. It come to her, and Gabriel come and told she should bring forth a son,
and his name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people. I want to tell you, Brother Gleason, this morning, he knows when he went to the cross, everyone that he was dying for that. I had a man to tell me, went out to the grocery store, he said, I hope one drop of that blood was shed for me. I tell him, I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. It wasn't one drop, it was every drop was shed for it. And the time has come now that we can see the church is growing and looks like it's dwindling down. Every time you can turn around, you hear of another church doors closing. I want to tell you, we must pray and pray continuously. And I believe it's in 2 Chronicles, I believe it's the 7th chapter in the 14th verse. He said, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from thy wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal thy nation, thy land. We've had a great America here. And it's not but about another year or so before it will be here, 400 years. We come here for the purpose to have a place to worship God in spirit and truth to the dictates of our own heart. And that is to worship a true and living God, the one that says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The truth is nothing but the truth. You got people can tell you things. They can smooth it up so smooth, it'll sound like the truth, but it's not the truth. But this book I hold in my hands this morning, it is a guide. It's telling us and teaching us how we should walk and how we should go forth. Back in the olden days, they did not have this book, and the law days of it. But God has given his prophets and his epistle ability to pen down and write down these words to go to and to look into each day and each hour. God's light is a bright and shining light. And I want to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, that as I stand here before you, and this is from the depth of my heart, and I believed it all my life, I cannot go to God. God has got to come to me first. And when he comes to me, when that light shines in me, and I can tell you this morning that, and as I told him yesterday, I can hear my precious dear mother's voice telling me, James, don't get on your experience. I tell you, it's good to get on it sometimes, Brother Gleason. As we travel here, and as we walk this way, when God comes to you, and if he gives you a calling, I know good and well he's not going to turn you back on. I tried to find every excuse that was in this world just not go and stand before God's dear people and preach the gospel. And I thank my God that he did call me. I know I can't explain it like Brother Gleason and these other brethren, but I got to come just as I am. I want to tell you, God is a merciful God. As many nights I lay on my bed and I'd be gone out and be out and down. When I begin to come back to myself, I'd say, Lord, if you'll just spare my life, I'll go and ask for liberty to stand and preach your word. No, I wouldn't do it. I'd turn and then I'd get up and go again. But he makes you willing to go. And I told him yesterday, I believe I went where old Jonah went down. I believe I went.